discovered. This is Dr. Earl Wright in San Diego, California. I have just listened to your talk on the outstanding work you've been doing over a period of months. I believe that what you are doing is going to put a milestone in the field of electronics for the devaluation of bacteria in the human body. I am 72 years old, and I have worked over 50 years in medical research, and I have done the best of my ability. You speak of your experimental work on animals. I gave John Crane here last week the data on what I consider the pure experimental work of research animals. I never used less than 11 in one experiment. I used one for control and I operated 10. I do not know whether you have received or not this data that I gave to John Crane last week. But if you have not, I'll repeat it now. It is decidedly important, Doctor, to, before you inoculate any experimental animal, to put this animal in question under partial anesthesia for a reason that the shock of a needle in an animal as small as a mouse or a rat will change their metabolism almost immediately. The result may be adverse for the experiment that you're trying to do. Because, Doctor, here, the whole thing depends on your results. I never use an animal that has not gone at least 10 days through quarantine. Because we do not know what disease the animal may have. I never use newborn rats for the reason that their metabolism is unattained. What we wish in this work is end results.